What is this?
This is your worst nightmare.
Full fat milk.
It's also Smelling Sunset.
Yay!
The podcast where we, I don't know, talk shit about.
We smack talk. Smelling Sunset.
Yeah. Season 6 of Smelling Sunset. I'm saying that 7 times fast.
Sally Seashells. This is episode 2.
Mm-hmm. Already?
Yeah.
That's what happens when they drop the entire series in one go. Season, series. Series or season?
I say series.
I know, but I think it's supposed to be season, but I also say series.
I think the Americans say season.
And we're all just getting more Americanized as the years go by.
I know.
Anyway, TBD on Brie.
Anyway, where's my aluminum foil? Yeah, the episode's called TBD on Brie. That stands for Turkey, Bacon, and Dijon on Brie.
Are they using Brie instead of bread?
Yes.
I would, honestly.
If you cut anything thick enough, it could act as bread.
I would probably eat that.
Me too.
I would eat that. That's great. We open on Chelsea Rossi doing business.
Yeah, she had her first giant door pushing of the series.
Yay!
Woo!
First moment of an agent opening the sliding doors of the series is always a moment to be celebrated.
Oh, and now it'll rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
And we get our introduction to Nicole.
Nicole, one of our top agents. Funny, because it's the first we've heard of her. Yeah.
Except, it's not.
Because
she
officiated
Mary
and
Romaine's
first fart.
Wedding.
Wedding, yeah.
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 Do you remember that? I don't.
I couldn't tell you anything about that wedding. I remember Christine's wedding, though.
Oh, because she wore black.
She was Black Swan.
Yeah, that was an amazing wedding.
That was cool. I loved it. It was great to see you there. Loved the kids.
Yeah, so Nicole's there. She's been at the O Group for 8 years, but has not been a regular contributor to the show for those years.
And I wonder why.
I also don't wonder why.
Maybe she's just, like, she seems very into it, so maybe she's more about the houses than the fame. And now she's like, you know what? They're getting fat paychecks.
Yeah, I'll have a slice of that fame. Yeah. Put a TBD on Brie on that slice.
They've, like, run out. They've gotten rid of Maya. They've gotten rid of Christine. Anyone else? Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, come on.
Davina's halfway out.
Davina's never in.
She's just keeping a pinky toe in the door frame and to try to slam the door on her little toe.
Side note, she once again had one line in the episode.
Oh, we'll get to it.
It's sad. Okay.
We'll get to it. So yeah. Nicole's in there. Chelsea is threatened because Nicole is obviously very capable.
Chelsea's threatened because there's another person that's being spoken about.
Yeah. Mary brings Nicole as sort of like a backup to...
The heavy came in, like...
Yeah, check out the house. And Nicole has a lot to say.
Yeah, she's into it. Chelsea was like, oh, you know, they built the house to live in it. What else do you do with a house? Play football with it?
Too big. I think, unfortunately, some people build houses just to sell them.
Well, that's sad. Let's not get into that. What a waste. Housing crisis.
Whoa. Let's move on to something more realistic, like having a half basketball court in your house.
Oh, I wish. Stuff. I'd even take a quarter or a hoop.
There's a half basketball court in this house, and we go down, and they all have a little go. They have a little play.
We'll do this like basketball commentating. Yeah. First throw was coming out from Chelsea. She's going over the head and misses.
Oh, she misses just about by about 6 feet.
By about 12 whiskers. Next up, it's Mary. Nothing but net.
Nothing but net. And then we're Chelsea's back again. She's going to look at the net this time, and nothing but net.
Nothing but net. Kobe.
And then Nicole goes, and the funny thing is that this whole time was kind of like one shot, and then... They cut the shot for Nicole.
Yeah.
So she obviously had like 7 goes, maybe more.
Nicole had a few tries. She got there in the end. Yeah, I suppose much like how she describes being a real estate agent, it's a 24/7 job, getting nothing but net. Nothing but net.
And that's the end of our time in Half Basketball Courthouse.
Yeah. The main takeaway from that scene is that I think they wanted Nicole to help Chelsea with the listing. And
yeah.
Chelsea doesn't want to split the commission, which is fair, because you're either going to be calm or you're going to be Asian. So,
oh,
I wouldn't want to split it.
I wouldn't either. But I think, actually, Chelsea does want to split it.
Oh, did I get that backwards?
He did.
Okay, the other way around. Cool. Still a good joke. Still a good joke.
I think Nicole was like, oh, don't go on a co-listing, because then you miss out on some stuff. And Chelsea's like, I want to keep my client happy. The client already wants to do that. So, if the client wants to do that, I'm going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Which is like, fair point.
Yeah, I also don't care.
I also don't give a fuck, but Nicole is like Lil Miss Know-It-All.
She is a bitch.
And someone better know what they're doing in that office.
Yeah. We get to the office.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's there with her tiny bump. If I was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if this is okay to say, I'm going to say it anyway, we'll decide. if I was pregnant and, like, you know the way, like, some people get, like, very big with a pregnancy and some people barely show at all?
Mm-hmm.
If I was, like, big and pregnant right now and couldn't tie my shoes and I saw Heather heavily pregnant but just in the belly, I'd be jealous.
Yeah.
She looks unreal.
She does look unreal.
She, like, there's no peck on her.
How pregnant is she?
Quite.
We never got an official count.
She's quite pregnant, but it's the neatest little pregnancy I've ever seen.
And
it makes me mad. She looks better than I do, and I'm unpregnant.
She's got a little bump, but it's not the only little bump anyone's had in that office, I bet. Are we going to go from there?
Just leave it. That's it. End of the episode.
As Brett comes in, Chelsea gives her the fucking stink eye. Chelsea was like 1 second away from, like, fanning her face as if she smelled poopy.
Rather stinky in here. She hates her guts.
Did somebody fart, or was it just Brett?
Oh god, who guffed?
I smell stinky cheese. Oh wait, it's just Brett.
Sorry, is it Brie? That makes sense. Because you go off. Not in the good way. Okay, since 2017,
mm-hmm.
the Oppenheim Group, often referred to as the O Group, has had 643 million total sales, but they still can't afford a bigger couch or enough chairs or enough desks for these women.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
They're all squished together like sardines.
And has the motorbike gone?
Oh yeah.
I think Vanessa took it when she left.
Bye guys. Vroom, vroom. You mind if I take a hog? That sounded like Maya.
Well, maybe Maya took it. I don't know. But one thing we learned from this little team meeting, well, two things we learned. Nicole and Chriselle do not get on. Ooh, they do not like each other.
And something else Nicole does not like.
Ringing that bell.
Ding ding, she won't.
Nicole is like, oh, I find ringing the bell actually so annoying. And then immediately Mary gets up and rings the bell.
And she gave it a good go.
Also, Brie has an off button on her chest. Did you see that?
No.
She was wearing something that just had, like, a little off on her chest.
Oh.
Chelsea has reached across trying to press it.
I'm going to do it. Hate the Brie. Yeah, and then they kind of touched on the whole Chelsea bringing Brett's enemies to the party.
Mm.
Already I'm exhausted of the storyline, I just don't care. She did it to annoy her. She's like, I know someone who doesn't like you, I'm going to bring her. Cool, get a life.
Yeah.
She's like, I wouldn't do that, I'm a mum of two kids, I don't have time. It's like, you do though.
Yeah, mums of two kids can be fucking bitches.
You can have a downtime of an hour or so to concoct a vicious little plan, we all do.
Yeah.
I can do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, 100%. And also, Nicole continues her, like, storyline of being Lil Miss Know-It-All. Like, every time Jason and Brett say something, they're like, we just need to close on these deals. And cuts to Nicole, she's like, absolutely, closing on deals is good.
Yeah. Yeah, we should sell more houses.
Thank you for your input, Nicole.
She's like, she just bangs of middle management.
Mm-hmm. Emma is selling Micah's place.
Yeah. Still don't know what's going on there. None of our business.
No.
Miss Cal Micah.
We don't need to know.
Emma said it has an inside-outside feel. Like a caravan.
Okay.
I added the caravan part.
Okay. Like a mobile home.
Yeah. Didn't really land. and then she said it was under 5 million. So a steal.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I'm thinking about it.
She's chatting to Chelsea's little client called Niraj, who's come for a little look see, and he's wearing a lovely sleeveless.
And a lovely Balmain t-shirt.
Yeah.
I know that's not how you say it. So
Micah made a spa on the bottom level with everything that you want from a spa, a massage table, and a bike right beside the massage table.
Maybe the last person that got a massage cycled to their massage with their bike. Micah thinks of everything. Chelsea was wearing silly little pink leather gloves and they had special holes in them so the diamonds of her rings could pop out. It's a shame to keep them hidden.
It is. You know what? I kind of love that.
Villain era.
Yeah.
She's very serving Cruella your honor. DeVille.
They sit down and have a little chat, because obviously, like, as in case you haven't realised by now, the format of these episodes are, here's a house, it's nice, let's sit down and talk about what happened in the last episode. And Chelsea is just delighted to explain to Emma everything about what's happening with Brett, and she had no idea that they weren't friends.
Bollocks.
Brett and her little friends that she brought along.
Lying through her teeth, her pearly whites.
But she's also correct that Brett, bringing it up at the team meeting, she could have very easily at any moment taken her aside and been like, here, look, what's going on? Is everything okay? Just so you know. Don't appreciate that. Don't know if it happened on purpose. Because she doesn't know if it happened on purpose.
They don't even know each other. I think she wants it so bad. No. Sorry. Chelsea is best friends with this girl. There's no way they've never spoken about, like, if you had a new colleague that I had a beef with in the past, I would be itching to tell you.
Yeah, true.
So there's no way she's like, oh, I never knew. Like, lies.
True, true. Very true.
On to drinks.
I'm parched.
Gin and tonic.
Come on.
Chriselle and Amanza go for some drinks. Amanza is dressed like Scary Spice on Splash Mountain.
Great.
Thanks.
And Chriselle is...
something white.
She's wearing like wireframe glasses on her tits.
So you can see them better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, following the format, they had to discuss a previous beef, which is Chriselle mm-hmm. and Nicole's historical, their dry-aged beef. Something to do with Chriselle not getting credit on a listing that they shared.
Yeah,
was
no,
about it?
It was
that
something
was
like, yeah,
made.
Nicole and Chriselle worked on a listing together and Chriselle and Nicole had to share credit and Nicole wasn't happy about that. In fact, the most boring beef that anyone has ever had.
God, it's not a Carpaccio, you know?
And also they talk about Mary. There's something about Mary.
There's always something about Mary.
That like, it's cute because Chriselle's like, all the gals are getting to know G, which is really nice, but Mary hasn't made an effort.
Yeah. Amanza gave nothing really. Kind of sat on the fence because obviously she's friends with everyone, but yeah, she didn't give me enough.
No. It was kind of a boring scene.
Yeah, it was actually.
But no, it's not boring. Brie and Heather are at some goth house.
Such a goth house. It was actually quite cool, but very mask.
According to Brie, I think that it had a masculine energy, but also not too masculine of an energy.
Not too masculine, but
which,
no.
That's what I'm looking for in a house.
Yeah. They were introduced to it by a woman called Camellia.
Yeah.
That's four potential names shoved together.
Karma Camellia.
Just loved it. It had 6 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms. That's 3.3 bathroom per room.
That's a lot of bathrooms.
That's too much bathroom.
Like, do you spend more time in the bathroom than the rooms?
Well, you'd have your pee bathroom, your poo bathroom. And you're in between bathrooms. Heather at one point just went, I love this handrail.
She loves love.
Like, if that's a defining quality of your house.
She loves love and she loves handrails.
Mm-mm.
She's also loving getting to be part of an enemy storyline without actually being the one of the enemies in question.
Which she never really is, and I kind of respect. Yeah. But yeah.
She's getting all the chats from Bre about Chelsea. Mm-hmm. It's very boring. Wrap this storyline up, I'm done.
I literally wrote down 90 minutes of breath saying how tough she is.
Yeah.
Just like drew on everything in her past, was like, I'm tough. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
cool.
I'm kind of liking breath so far.
I don't know. She hasn't been crack yet. Like, no one's really been crack. They're just straight into the meat and everyone's like bitching about everyone and then having pretend fights and then talking about the pretend. Like, I just kind of want them all to go on a big night out, get messy, do some body shots, whatever, and just like get to know each other. I'm finding, like, we're 2 episodes in now. It's very drama heavy. Like, something funny needs to happen to keep
me
true. Interested.
True. I'm ready.
Me too. Maybe it's this podcast.
Oh. Yeah. Nicole is in her home.
Yeah, which she's been renovating for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Shit or get off the pot.
Pot or get off the shit.
Mary comes over.
For a fucking debrief from her chat with Chriselle at the last party. Like, last episode.
They're still talking, like, everyone had something from Emma's little party that she had. Thanks, Emma, for just facilitating this for
they
us
all. They all had a little goodie bag.
They did. And Nicole has a lot of opinions about Chriselle. Like,
yeah,
a lot.
She hates her.
She has a lot to say. Can I remember any of it? Not really.
She made it sound like Jason was hurt more after the breakup, which, who cares who was hurt more? I think, like, Mary was very much like, oh, you know, I try my best, like, to support her. She didn't at all.
No.
She took Jason's side, which is fine, but, like, she could have checked in, you know?
Yeah.
You can do both. You don't have to pick a favourite.
But she does make a good point that, like, yeah, Nicole's sort of like, I mean, was Chriselle even in it for the long haul with Jason? And Mary's like, she wanted to have a baby with him. That's why they broke up, because he didn't want a baby. That's, like, pretty long term.
Yeah, it was a bitch.
At least 9 months.
Nicole to say. And then it all came out, like, Nicole's reason for the beef is that Jason put Chriselle on listings with her because he fancied her.
Yeah.
How long ago is this? Is it since she joined?
And also, this is just what Nicole thinks the story is.
Yeah.
Which is like the crux of this entire TV series, which is everyone has a version of the story that they tell as if it is the truth. And then 2 minutes later, we get another scene of someone else telling their version of the truth.
That should be the name of the next episode. I hope it is. Yeah, it's a load of she said, but then she also said.
Mm.
And, like, speculation, Your Honour.
Yeah. And if, like, her issue is that Jason put Chriselle in these listings, why is her beef not with Jason?
Yeah. Correct. Correct, Your Honor.
It's a bit weird.
I rest my case.
I want them to have, like, a mud wrestle. Just, like, let's mud wrestle it out.
Just, like, get to know each other. My God.
Why not?
Yeah. My closing statement is everyone needs to let go and let God. Girls, we cannot be clinging to the past. We will never move forward. Go to work, do your job, drink water and stay moisturized. That's it.
It's true. But you know what? That would make for a terrible TV show.
We've got 8 more episodes to go, baby!
Yeah, and they're not that long.
No.
Wasn't the last series longer?
Comparatively shorter this per episode, yeah.
We're okay with that.
We're happy about. Hopefully there's still a bit of meat.
I would like some more meat. And if they want to add 5 minutes to an episode, at least to make it 5 minutes of Davina.
Yeah.
Like Pratt falling.
Hopefully next episode we get more than one line from Davina. Like this episode, they were just talking about something. She went, yeah, it was really good. Like, give her something. She's the best one.
She is. Maybe they're just setting her up for a spinoff. I know they're not. I think I've been saying this every episode. I'm like, where's Davina's spinoff?
They will. It'll be Davina's house. Big Brother house, this is Davina.
Big Brother house, this is Davina. You're live on Channel 4. Bro, please do not swear, bro. I would be in so much trouble if you swore right now. Fuck, I mean...
And that's what's happening next episode, I hope. Tune in for us recapping Davina's house, apparently, next episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening. It's been fun.
It has been fun. And we will see you next time, I hope.
Yeah, please God. Love you.
Bye. Love you, bye. Bye.